Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing? Nice to see you all. Same thing as last week? We usually start with just a little bit of something, and then I give a little talk. Let me meditate. That's it, easy. Especially the meditation part is very easy, but I'll explain later why. So, let's chat. This is what should be done by one who is filled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety. May all beings be happy, whatever living being there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading onwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, upward and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness. One should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. So, hello again, everybody. My name is Sumyo. And this is Fermo Sukukama, and he's the boss in this monastery. I'm the ship. And I said it because I was sort of visiting for a while. I usually live in another monastery in Serpentine, and I have to go back there because of my visa, but for now I'm just staying there, which is really nice. Nice community here, and it's nice to just be in a small monastery, just with the two monks, just me and him. And Bodhinyan is very big, just 20 monks also. 20 monks is nice in a sense, but can be a bit busy sometimes as well. When I'm doing this chanting, I was reminded of my first time ever being in a monastery, or in a Buddhist monastery, I should say, because this chanting we don't do it in a Bodhinyana monastery where I live, but I did it a lot of times in a monastery in England where I was for a couple of months, was staying there when I was not a monk yet, when I was still a lay person, when I wasn't ordained yet. I stayed in a monastery in England for a couple of months. I think that must have been almost 12 years ago or something now. It's been a long time since then. And I realized it's been a long time since I've actually got into Buddhism and got into meditation. I just realized I started meditating when I was maybe about 16 or 17 or something. And I'm 34 now, so more than half of my life I have been, familiar with meditation. I must say that, especially in the beginning, it's something, there were whole periods that I just didn't meditate much, but at least I, from time to time, I got back to it, and got back to it enough that eventually I became a monk. So what made me get into meditation, especially when I was 17 years old? Many people at age, many boys at that age have lots of other interests, but not meditation is probably not one of them. So why for me? Why did I start meditating? It's a good question to ask you for yourself as well. Why did you get into meditation? Because if you know why you get into meditation, it can answer you also the question of what you should do in your meditation, or what you shouldn't do in your meditation. Because for me, the reason to get into meditation was actually, when I was younger, like 15, 16 years old, I had a lot of trouble with thinking too much about all sorts of random stuff. And then at night, I would be difficult to fall asleep. So then the next day, going to school, I was not well rested enough. And I remember that when I was younger, even when I was like 12 years old or something, my parents gave me this magazine, which was usually always about tanks and sharks and all the boys stuff, really nice, and cranes and kind of. But one day there was an article in there about meditation. One of the editors must have felt nice to put that in there. And it's nothing to do with sharks, so I initially didn't even read it. What is meditation to a 12-year-old boy? Didn't make any sense, but I did have the habit to always read the entire magazine. So when I first read all the things about sharks and bulldozers and all that stuff, when I was done reading that, then there was only the article left on meditation. And I read it, and didn't really mean much to me, but it stuck in my mind that there was this passage about busy people in business, that there are some like executives who always take some time off every day to do some meditation during their work day, and that helped them to be more at ease and more peaceful. So I remember that, and then years later I recollected that when I was thinking too much, that there was this thing called meditation, and I had read this very vague article about. I couldn't really remember what it was about, only that it was about meditation. Didn't have any instructions or whatever. So I knew, of course, a little bit about meditation, the thing you get in movies or something, the Zen masters or whatever. That's what I knew about meditation. We've got this, like in cartoons or whatever. Yeah. But I knew my meditation had to do with calming yourself down a bit. So I just tried messing around when I was lying on my bed, trying to stop my thinking. Not very useful, didn't work very well. So I looked up some instructions on the internet, and then I came across a teacher called Ajahn Brown, and you might some of you might know, he is the one who is living, is the like the abbot in the monastery in Serpentine. So I came across his teachings a long time ago. They really resonated with me because his teachings are about meditation are very simple. It's about letting go, making peace, and not doing anything much in your meditation, just letting it happen. So when you're considering, for example, all the thoughts you might have when you're meditating, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only person who struggled with a lot of thinking. I've solved the problem now, but it used to be pretty big when I was younger. So instead of trying to force the thoughts out and trying to be calm, you'll find if you try that, just to push the thoughts aside, you'll only get more restless in the end. It may work for a little bit, for a little while. You may get some sort of a peace, but in the end, you'll just get more restless. So what's the solution? If you can't push the thoughts out, then what do you do? And you'll find if you meditate and you just allow the thoughts to be in your mind, just allow them and don't react to them, don't have any opinion about them, don't call them good or definitely don't call them bad. Don't even wish to be without thoughts. If you do that, you'll find actually that the funny thing is that actually makes them go away. There is a story. This is from a very old story from some of the Buddhist texts. There is a monster inside of a big demon monster has broken into the castle, and it took the seat of the king, the throne. The big demon was sitting on the throne. All the stank. The demon really stank, and the people wanted to get rid of it, but they couldn't. Because every time they went to the demon, the guards from the palace, they went up to the demon and said, "Demon, go away, you don't belong on this throne, this is the throne of the king, you shouldn't be in this castle, go back to where you came from, you stupid demon, get away, get out of here." And every time they said that, the demon got bigger and got more stinky and got more ugly. The demon just kept growing and growing. Every time somebody said something to get rid of him. Then, luckily though, the king came back from his travels and he heard that a demon has gotten up on his throne. And the king didn't get upset or anything, he knew straight away what to do. He walked up to the demon and said, "Hello demon, how are you? So nice to see you. Can I give you anything? Would you like a cup of tea? Just sit here and relax, just be there." And as soon as the king allowed the demon to just be there, he started shrinking the demon, shrinking, becoming smaller and smaller, less stinky, and until eventually, poof, the demon disappeared. And the moral of the story that the demon stands for, emotions or thoughts in our mind that we want to try and get rid of. But if we try to force them away, saying, "Oh, bad thoughts, I shouldn't have you, you shouldn't be here, it should be quiet in my mind, it should be this way, it should be that way." Once we do that, you know, the thoughts will just be fueled and they will just grow. Just like a demon that grew. But if instead we just allow the thoughts to be there, don't interfere with them, don't push them away, and they will tend to get less and less. So it's very counterintuitive in a way. But once you find out the little trick, it's actually very easy to do. And it's something that served me very well in my life, because I used to have a lot of trouble with thinking, as I said, when I was a teenager. Meditation made it such much more easy after that to get rid of it. My sleep pattern was already much better very soon after I got into meditation, and it helped me all the way through the rest of my life, through university and everything. And now, of course, as a monk as well. And it's actually not so hard to at least do the basic thing, to stop thinking and just enjoy the peace. This is another thing sometimes when you finally stop thinking in your meditation and you do it the right way, just by calming down, and sometimes you find there's nothing happening, you might find. Like, it's boring in a sense to be so quiet. And if your mind gets bored with quiet, then it'll start thinking again. Try to get something interesting now. Maybe you think about what happened yesterday, or what are you going to do later today, or what is for lunch tomorrow, or about the AFL, or whatever you're into, I don't know. Whatever people think about. And it's just adding thoughts again, yeah? You're doing stuff again. So when you do finally find some moments of peace, in the beginning there will be, they won't be very long, they'll just be maybe a couple seconds. So when you do find them, just enjoy again. And just be with them, see what it's like. See if you can find the beauty in the silence between the thoughts. Because our lives, usually we only focus on the thoughts, and we don't focus on what is in between the thoughts, on the silence that is there. Just to switch that around, instead focus on the silence and don't pay attention to the thoughts. That is what meditation is about, at least it's largely about. There's more things to it. Of course, when your thoughts finally start disappearing, you can get very peaceful, and you can really focus on things. So then, that's when we usually focus on things like our breathing or whatever. But that is that's for later. Just focus today now on just the silence of the mind, and see how peaceful we can get. So that little talk make some sense to you, and just to summarize it, so when you meditate, don't focus on the thoughts, don't interfere with them. Instead, just be at ease, make friends with the silence, and enjoy it. Just relax. Meditation in that sense is really easy, just relax and be there, really. Nothing much more to it. Sounds silly, like a silly thing to do, but many people have found that it gives great benefits. It gives a lot of energy and a lot of happiness, and will improve your life a lot. So let's just give it a shot, and I will guide you a little bit through the meditation, just telling you what to focus on, what to do, what not to do. But if you're an experienced meditator and you just want to enjoy the company of the group and want to do your own practice, then feel free to ignore anything I say and do your own thing. I'm not here to tell you what to do, whatever you want to do. So, turn down the lights, not too much distractions. You can turn down the lights even more by closing your eyes. Just now I explained about not focusing on the thoughts, but instead focusing on the silence, on the absence of the thoughts. We can do something similar with the sense of sight, with seeing. Instead of always looking around at things that are happening outside, we close our eyes, which allows us to draw the attention inside and see what's going on inside of us. So we don't get pulled to the outside world. So Now with your eyes closed, you find that your attention moves away from the sight, and now you focus mainly probably on the sense of sound because of me speaking to you. I'll try to focus on the body instead, on what it feels like to have a body. We often rush through life, going here and going there, doing stuff, maybe important stuff, but we don't give usually much importance to just feeling our body that we have. Does it feel like just to have a body? Just give yourself some moments just to feel all the internal sensations. Probably some pain in your limbs or neck or whatever, but just let it be. Just know what it's like to have a body. Because we've been sitting here for a while, make sure you are in a kind of position that you can sit relatively still in for the next 45 minutes or so. And notice all of you are sitting in a chair, which is perfectly fine. Meditation can be done in any posture, chair or cross-legged, or lying down also even. But even if you sit on the chair, make sure you don't take it for granted and that it's comfortable. Make sure you actually sit in a way that supports you, that supports your body. So feel free to shift around a bit, make some noise if you have to. Not disturbing anybody, just make sure you're sitting comfortably in a way that you can sit for a while. Maybe move your shoulders, move your legs, your arms. I'm just straightening my back now a bit, because I know if I slump my back, then it'll give me problems later on in meditation. Maybe I'll start to hurt later. And just relax your body. See if you can use your mind just to have a positive attitude towards your body. Your body does a lot for us, and we can be so demanding of it. But now for meditation, we just allow it just to be and allow it to relax if it wants to. And it probably will. Just take a couple minutes just to allow your body to become at ease and peaceful, or as much as it will anyway. It will never be perfect. Sometimes it even just stays a bit painful, especially when you're sick or anything. But usually can improve it at least a bit. And just having a positive attitude. Don't try to force away any discomfort or pain in your body, like the guards trying to force away the demon. Instead, be like the kid and just be kind to your body. Just ask it what it needs. Just allow it to be whatever, however it is, however much like a stinky demon you might think your body is. Just allow it. With kindness. Just give it time, give your body however long it needs to release some of the tension that you may have been holding. And this doesn't happen instantly. You just be there and just sit and be patient and enjoy just being here. Have a positive attitude. And see if your mind, or sorry, see if your body relaxes all by itself. 9 times out of 10 it will. Because it's been wanting to relax all along. It just didn't give it opportunity. Just see how much your body is willing to relax today. And see if you can encourage that relaxation, the sense of pleasure that you get from that.
when your body starts to relax, it becomes of less importance. And usually what happens then is that your mind starts to take the foreground of your attention, especially all those thoughts that I've talked about before. You're probably fine, and there is all kinds of thinking going on inside, but that's okay. Just allow the thinking to be there and try to force it away. Don't try to do anything to it. Don't have a negative energy. Just be there. And just allow whatever thoughts there are to be what they are. Maybe you have some kind of thoughts and think, I could let any kind of thought be, but not these. These I have to deal with somehow. And you're wrong, actually. Our thoughts are exactly the same. We can allow them to be. It's all okay, all okay. And if we try to push them away or change them in any way, you'll find they'll just grow and you'll find it won't help. And instead, you should allow whatever there is, allow it to be. Allow your body be whatever it is, allow your thoughts to be whatever they are. Just allow the whole moment of experience to be whatever it is right now. It's all good. So don't chase away the thoughts. Don't push them out. But on the other hand, also don't add to them. Don't indulge in thinking just out of boredom or out of wanting something to do or out of enjoyment of thoughts. Don't do that either. Just have a neutral attitude towards the thinking. Don't hate it, don't fight it, but also don't love it, don't indulge in it. And it's this neutral attitude, which we call equanimity, even-mindedness. It's this attitude which will result in the thoughts becoming of less importance, and as a result, less prominence. And so, see if that, see if you can have the attitude of acceptance and kindness towards this whole moment of experience, and especially the thoughts that you might have. And also don't think about thinking, or don't think too much about meditation. Don't try too hard. Don't try anything really. Just let it evolve naturally. The most difficult part of meditation you've already done, which is to come here and sit down and commit to the practice. After that, it's easy. There's nothing much more to do. Just be there and enjoy it. And allow things to develop naturally. You might be thinking, I should be more quiet inside. I should not be so much thinking. I've been meditating for so many years and still I'm thinking about. And if you do think like that, then you're not following the instructions, because you're adding even more thoughts, negative thoughts. You find it doesn't help. So don't judge your meditation in that way. Also don't judge things negatively. I don't know what you're thinking, but you might be thinking, oh, this has been long enough meditating, when is this going to be over? I've got some other things to do tonight? How did you think like that? You're just making your life more difficult because now you're just adding negativity. And you just become more restless. You won't enjoy meditation. So go to either side, don't go to ill will and don't go to indulgence or boredom. Shut up now and let you meditate for a bit longer, maybe 15, 20 minutes. And just enjoy whatever moments of peace and quiet and clarity you get. You don't have to be amazing, just enjoy whatever you get. It's all good enough. So just enjoy it now. After 15 or 20 minutes, I'll notify you that our time is again. But for now, just be, relax. Don't do anything. Just enjoy. Almost. At the end of the meditation, but don't come out of meditation just yet. Just stay inside yourself, or stay inside your mind for a little bit longer. And ask yourself how you feel now compared to when you began. Compared to before you came in here, do you feel more peaceful? Which is more relaxed or more centered? You've been following my advice, and you found you will do more at ease. And so enjoy that sense of ease. And remind yourself, this is why we meditate. This is the kind of results we can expect. If on the other hand you find you're more restless now, and ask yourself, why did it happen? Don't be judgmental about it, but take it as an opportunity to learn about what not to do, so next time you can do better. By using this little reflection at the end of meditation, focusing on what worked and what didn't work, we learn about meditation. We learn through the feedback that we get at the end. And whatever you've learned today, reinforce that message inside of yourself, so that next time when you meditate, you remember. And remember what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And then just take a moment to thank yourself for taking this time invest in our future, in our peace, happiness. That is not only a great asset for ourselves, but also for the people we engage with throughout our days. So thank you all for being here. Thanks for doing the effort you had to do to get here. Thanks for sitting here with me and then also from the rest of the group. Now it's time to come out of meditation. Slowly open your eyes and come back to this room.
That was nice.
So, maybe we should, we're gonna do some more of the chat, but maybe just 5 minutes or something, if there's any questions or anything. Might be a moment, good moment to ask them. If there's no questions, that is, after meditation, that's a good sign. Sometimes when I used to be a teacher in when I was younger, if there weren't any questions about the course that I was helping student assistant, then it was usually a bad sign, because there's no questions in university. It means usually that nobody understood and they're just afraid to answer. But, and I still have that now when I teach the Buddhist language in the monastery to the monks. Because this is a technical subject, but after meditation there is no question, and that's actually a good sign. Because that means people are at ease and they just don't have any questions. So that's great. So let's dedicate the merits of the meditation with every living being. Now let us chant the verses of sharing and aspiration. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life, may they soon attain the threefold bliss, and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nirvana, in every kind of birth, may I have an upright mind, with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor, may the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, as the path to the protection of the Dharma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord, the Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and illusion be dispelled.
Sadasoti bhavantute.